V.E. The last truly rock and roll record that Billy Squire made from the mid-90s. Before that, going out to Scott in the North Hills, live version of No Stranger to Love, David Coverdale on those lead vocals. Of course, Connection with Jolynn Turner, with both of them singing in Deep Purple. And for those of you who remember about 10 years ago, you know, Jolynn Turner has alopecia and had worn a wig his entire career, and he took it off a couple years ago and got in a little match with David Coverdale, accusing David of lip syncing with a video that was on the internet, and David turned around and accused Jolynn of wearing a wig, and they were at it. But No Stranger to Love going out to Scott in North Hills. Jay Giles Band got a bunch of requests for that one. And that's going out to, amongst others, Jake and Mount Oliver. Lattimore, Let's Straighten It Out. We should retitle that. EJL, Clean the Record Before You Play It on the Radio. Boy, was that scratchy. That is my bad, but what a great tune. Works perfect with Valentine's Day. Smith, Baby, It's You. What a great tune going out to Freddie and Greenhill. Queen, Love of My Life, from their great album, Night at the Opera. And we open it up with Gary Glitter. Can't have enough glitter for Valentine's Day. I love, you love, me love. So 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And you don't want that. Good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed, and even if you're busy, and we all are, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org to find out more. So this next song, I mean, it's just one of my favorite titles. One of the just best rock and roll titles. And it was a big hit going back in the early 80s from a bunch of guys from Canada. Love this track. This is Loverboy. Hot Girls in Love. Not just girls in love. Hot girls in love.
want to do it again, E?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're rolling. Let me take two.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
What a mighty to feel the temperature.
This is Al Harlow wishing everyone a happy Valentine's Day with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Never been for sure. My mind is running away with you.
Quartz in Session here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. That was Al Harlow from Prism. Going out to Lisa and Kevin in Love in Calgary, listening online at WRCT.org. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Before that, man, even when the King of Rock and Roll was just practicing, he sounded good. That was a practice session in the studio preparing for the final recording of Burning Love. Really just a demo. Send that out to Zach and Eddie in Shaler. And we opened up with Loverboy, Hot Girls in Love. I don't know why that just kills me every time. I love that. Hot Girls in Love. So I got to send a little Valentine's Day dedication to Mrs. EJL, who is listening at home. And this next track, I play this once a year, and there's a story behind it. I was in a thrift store, and I came across a box of records. None of them had sleeves. It was a box of 45s. And if you're a record collector, you know that if there's no sleeves on those 45s, they're often going to just be scratched all over. And as I went to the box, I saw that they were all 1970s radio promos. Somebody had worked at a radio station and had collected 45s and had obviously taken them home and one day sold them or passed away. Who knew what? But there was this 45 by an artist I didn't know by the name of Oscar Tony Jr. And there were two copies and they were in beautiful shape. Bought them, took them home, and just blew my mind. Talk about some sweet Southern soul coming up next. sending this out to my hot blonde at home. This is everything I own. Hey, Mama, be my Valentine.
Me warm. You gave my life
classic in the background, Nazareth, live with Love Hurts. Way to close out our Valentine's Day show. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. What a great time tonight. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all the requests. Right before the Nazareth, we heard the Raspberries, I Want to Be With You, going out to Dan in the North Hills. Lobo, I Want You to Want Me, for Andy in West Mifflin. And Oscar Tony Jr., for the hot blonde wife that's waiting for me at home. So we'll close out tonight with the latest from Van Morrison and Willie Nelson. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, thanking you for tuning in tonight. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch it again on replay Sunday nights at 10. Joe Lynn Turner, baby. What a great interview that was. That was a lot of fun. Want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Keep it right here. Record Roulette coming up next. WRCT 88.3 FM. A lot of things get in the way. Good night, Pittsburgh.
But every time I think of you, you just steal my heart away. Just like a morning in May like this. See the heather on the hill. There's a place way up the mountainside where the world keeps standing still. Just like the sunshine after rain, I'll come. Be with you, we'll save the day. Cause I know when I'm with you again, you just steal my heart away.
Simply wasting precious time. nice car to get away from me. Heaven knows that I can sympathize.
Good evening. You're listening to Joe's Garage Radio. And joining me tonight is my special guest, Emily.
Hi.
For our holiday Christmas spectacular bonanza extravaganza. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be playing some holiday music here tonight, but we'll be trying to do a little bit more of the alternatives, if you will, a little more of the B-sides to Christmas. So where are we going to be starting off tonight?
So our first song tonight is a personal favorite of mine. It's called Christmas Wrapping, and it's by The Waitresses. And then we're going to hear a song by Band-Aid called Do They Know It's Christmas? And boy, did I not know they were telling you to feed the world in that song.
Feed the world.
Yes, feed the world.
Keep it tuned in here. Joe's Garage Radio Holiday Special.
Bah humbug!
Welcome back, Joe's Garage. We just heard Band-Aid there with Do They Know It's Christmas? And did Bob Dylan know he was on that album? He didn't seem to be quite lucid during the recording sessions there. Was that album back in the 80s where they got all the celebrities together?
They tried to redo that a couple of years ago.
I don't think that was
it
very
wasn't successful. As successful,
no. All right, getting back into the holiday tunes. Well, I've got some Adam Sandler on the way for his best-known song, the Hanukkah song. And we got some Nat King Cole also with the Christmas song to come. But up next, how about some Bad Religion with their cover of White Christmas? Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage.
Listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, bar, get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really want to, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids.
kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back. You just heard the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, and right before that, you would have heard Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song. And we're wishing everyone a very happy holiday season here at Joe's Garage Holiday Extravaganza Spectacular Bonanza Fanta. Yeah, okay, so in a little bit, we're going to be hearing a song by Donny Hathaway and a Kinks classic. But first, we're going to listen to Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The mood is right, the spirit's up,
presents and I'll be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jigsaw or a Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy his job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. Jiggle hand,
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Welcome back to Joe's Garage Radio Christmas Spectacular Bonanza Extravaganza Holiday Special. We just heard Donnie Holloway there with his song This Christmas, which he was in the Strokes, isn't it?
Nope. That's Christmas Tree. That's that one.
Oh. Who's Donnie Holloway then?
I think his name's Donnie Hathaway.
Who's Donnie Hathaway?
I don't know who either of these
Donnie
songs.
Iris.
Pittsburgh icon.
Well, whoever that was,
drinking
we just
that
listened.
Drinking Joe's Garage.
Got the door closed and the fumes are starting to build up. Mm. Whoever that was we just listened to, it was a great song. Getting back into the music, we have some Jeff Goldblum, a Pittsburgh local hero.
Just like Donnie Iris
coming up. Jeff Goldblum and the, what's his orchestra?
The Mildred Snitzer Orchestra.
Which I believe was named after a sweet little old lady down his street.
Yes, he did say that at his concert. Yes, yeah. He did.
So we listened to his song, The Christmas Waltz. Keep it tuned in here, Joe's Garage Radio.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. Same thing too. Mm-hmm. I want that figgy pudding.
Anyway, where's Razzleberry dressing? Miss Kubelik, I absolutely adore you. Attaboy, Clarence. And to all a good night. Sandy Kahn, Julie Stein. Thank you, fellas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.